Major.
KSPN AM 710 Los Angeles.
KRDC AM 1110 Pasadena, Los Angeles.
K256CX 99.1 FM Pasadena, Los Angeles.
It's the greatest segment in LA sports radio history.
Yes.
Radio history.
Oh my God.
When the shows come together for magic on the radio.
It Bologna grows stronger.
Super Crosstalk.
Are we ready for Sedano and Kaff to join Mason in Ireland?
Super Crosstalk begins.
Super Crosstalk. Presented by Coors Light. Coors Light. Made to chill.
It's time for Super Crosstalk.
Okay, this has to do with what we were just talking about.
Oh, what
I read
now?
I read this the other day.
Is Sedano here?
No.
Sedano.
Wow. No.
Okay.
By the way, that was Joe Madden from today.
Let's say you're in the bathroom.
Yep.
Okay? You do your business.
Yep, of course. Yep.
And when you reach over to flush the toilet,
mm-hmm.
you knock your phone into the water. And so all the stuff washes
right,
over your phone,
sure.
but it does not go down the drain.
Okay.
Okay, your phone's in the toilet.
In the toilet,
now,
yeah.
But it's all filled with crap.
Right.
What do you do?
I think what I do is I get a whole bunch of those seat covers.
Yep. Yep.
And I wad them up in my hands and I somehow
extract the phone,
throw it right in the garbage because everything's in the cloud. I don't need
then
to.
Why?
I don't need to recycle a phone that's been in the can.
But you have to go get another
phone.
Sure,
I'll go get another phone. I've got all the information, though. The phone is, like, Bergman doesn't believe in the cloud for
some
reason.
It's not a real thing.
Everything is in the cloud. Everything is in the cloud.
Nope.
Wouldn't you do the same, Ireland? Would you
figure out
and use it?
I might try and save it.
No.
Oh, dude, totally save my phone.
No way.
My phone is my best friend. I'm not giving up that phone.
You guys are so, that is way more disgusting than using the computer in the can. You would actually take the phone out of the toilet and find a way to use
okay,
it.
No,
oh, absolutely.
I would lift it out with the paper like you talked about, and then I would rinse it thoroughly and see if the phone survived the rinse.
Let me tell you something right now. I go in barehanded, no questions asked. No questions asked. Seriously. Here's the thing. When you become a parent, okay?
That's your lifeline.
Well, all of a sudden, when you're a parent, you don't mind the disgust that we're talking about right now because you clean diapers. When you have dog that you walk around the neighborhood with and you pick up after that dog, this excrement doesn't mean as much to you. So for me, my phone means so much in my life that if it's sitting in the bottom of a toilet with all of the stuff you described, I'm going in with my hands,
with
no gloves.
With the intent to
no
save.
No way in hell.
Absolutely.
No
I'm saving that phone.
Stumbled into something
that's why they invented
the cloud.
I wanted
to ask you guys all about.
Mm-hmm.
Who's telling the truth about the poop in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial?
Oh, God.
Who's telling the truth?
Mm.
Johnny Depp says, no way his dog could produce a sample.
A grumpy?
Wait
a
minute, didn't
large.
She already admit to this?
No.
He said a grumpy.
She took the stand this week and said, it was a dog. It was not me. I did not do it.
Mm-hmm.
He claims not only did she do it, but that he has two members of the staff who say she told them she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's telling the truth, Cap?
I believe that Johnny Depp is telling the truth. I have enjoyed watching parts of this trial because I love watching Johnny Depp try and think about what he's going to say as he's saying things. And the fact that he told everybody that she dropped what he called, he's thinking thing, what am I going to call this? A grumpy. That's what he called it.
A grumpy.
He called it a grumpy.
Yep.
I will admit, my kids and I will sit around at night and we will just watch and listen to this Johnny Depp stuff.
Really? How old are your kids again?
22,
oh,
20,
yeah. Yeah,
and 18.
Sure. All right, cool.
And even my 15-year-old, she loves it, too. Like, we just sit there and laugh our asses off listening to Johnny Depp thinking while he's talking. It is hilarious.
By the way, before this trial, Jorge, who's telling the truth?
Johnny Depp is.
Bergman? Yeah, Johnny Depp is.
It's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it's Johnny
Depp. So nobody believes Amber Heard, which
no,
leads
Amber
me to my
Heard
next
left
question.
The
and
grumpy.
Amber Heard
right.
is one
she
of
put
the most,
grumpy down.
Amber Heard is, before this trial, Amber Heard was one of the most physically attractive people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Hasn't this trial made her completely unappealing?
Oh, she's over.
Despite the fact that she has a lot of natural beauty, we now know that she is
She goes to the bathroom?
Well, no. She is a certified nut job.
Yeah. They both are.
Right.
Let's be fair.
It's mutually assured destruction.
People, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both crazy people. It's almost like Johnny Depp feels like he's playing a character.
Well, that was the SNL skit. Did you see the cold open on SNL?
It's like he's acting through this whole thing. And what they don't understand is now they're replacing Johnny Depp in the Pirates of the Caribbean
with Margot Robbie.
With Margot Robbie.
Who people used to confuse with Amber Heard because they looked alike.
Correct. And Amber Heard has been basically cut out of the new Aquaman movie. They've got her down to 10 minutes. She was going to be a legit star. Nobody wins in this thing. It is weird. And you know what it says to me? It says that celebrities live in this weird world where the world doesn't touch them. You know what I'm
right.
saying? They exist in a parallel universe, and they don't realize that their behavior is ridiculously bad and out of order. And that's what's going on here. I mean, I don't know why anybody would take this thing to court knowing that it's going to be covered like this.
Yeah, and it's going to destroy both of them. And Cap, I'm like you. Whenever I come across it, I just watch it for 10 minutes and just marvel at the stupidity of both of them.
Is it on TV?
Yeah.
What channel?
Oh, really?
It's on Court TV.
On Court TV? They
Court TV?
The whole thing?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, if you just go look, if you go on the internet and type in Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial, you can watch the videos are all on the internet.
Yeah, that's where I've been watching it. Court TV, I didn't even know I still had Court TV. Hold on. Court TV. I'm checking right now. I'm talking directly to my...
Okay, good. While you're checking.
All right. I think it's on... I think that's where it's being shown. Hey, by the way, Mace.
Yes.
You put avocado in your salad?
Careful.
That could be a fruit.
Avocado is a fruit.
Yes.
But I count it as a vegetable.
So what's the difference between you putting avocado in your salad and me putting apples in mine?
Because apples are straight up a fruit.
So are avocado.
Avocados can be savory.
If we were playing Steve Mason Super Jeopardy, the answer would be, what is a fruit? If you brought avocado.
I mean, tomatoes are the same thing. Tomatoes are also a fruit.
Have you ever put watermelon in a salad?
No.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Great.
Watermelon in a salad is so good because...
Watermelon in everything.
No, right. Watermelon's great by itself. It doesn't need a salad.
No, it doesn't need a salad, but like I don't like tomatoes in salads, but I do like the color, so I like the watermelon in the salad, so it looks ready and colory, but it also tastes nice and sweet. I like that.
Yeah, I do not like it. In fact, one of my least favorite... So I think the best Chinese chicken salad in town is Chin Chin. It's been there for...
Very good, yeah.
35 years, mm-hmm. right? More than that, probably. No mandarin oranges in the Chinese chicken salad. That, to me, is...
Oh, they're great.
Oh, awful. Just awful.
Just great.
And then some people are tweeting raisins in the salad. No raisins
okay,
in the
salad.
Okay,
now raisins
either.
And like... dried cranberries, you know?
Yep.
What about nuts in a salad? You guys like nuts in a salad?
Yes. Nuts walnuts.
Walnuts, different category. What nuts are in the nuts family?
I'm yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, no, they are. It's National Walnut Day today. Take it away, Shidano.
Shidano. Okay.
So did you guys see yesterday Kyrie did a podcast, Kyrie Irving, where he said he regrets breaking up with LeBron because they would have won a bunch more titles.
Mm-hmm.
I covered Kobe and Shaq.
Right.
And everybody agreed, had
they
those two
more.
Stayed together, they would have won two or three more titles.
Right.
Is it strictly ego that breaks partnerships like that up, or
well,
is it something else?
I mean, look, they're arguing about whose team it is.
Right.
Right?
Why can't it be both?
Kobe and Shaq, it's my team. Kobe, I want traded if Shaq's still here.
Right.
Because I want my turn. Kyrie goes somewhere else because I want my team. I want to do it my way.
That's more important than winning.
As it turns out, yes. Well, I mean, Kobe and Shaq did it. Kobe ran Shaq off.
And then won.
And then won.
Him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, I think there's no question that those guys would have won more together. But yeah, I think that the idea of it's my team is like really important to guys. It
well,
obviously
think about
was
now.
Important to Kevin Durant,
but
because
like,
that was Steph's team.
Cap, if you study the history of the NBA, most teams have multiple Hall of Famers on it.
Well, I mean, think about right now. Think about the Lakers. I mean, whose team is? And listen, results aside from the season, whose team? Who's the guy? Whose team
LeBron.
Is
LeBron?
Okay, but isn't it always interesting how it's always LeBron and AD? Like, they talk about everything like, hey, well, you know, listen, front office talked to LeBron and AD.
Well, they have the same agent.
They have the same agent.
I understand that. But LeBron is the number one guy.
Correct.
And AD is his chosen Robin. in this equation.
Yep.
And he seems to get all of the consideration that a number one would get as a number two. So there seems to be this coexistence between the two of them, probably because there's an understanding that I understand AD gets some, you know, gets a voice, but it is LeBron's
team.
But
let's face it, AD does not have the, I think this is fair, does not have the ego that LeBron has. AD does not have a gigantic ego as superstars go. Do you think, Ireland?
I don't. And I think LeBron has the argument that he's one of the greatest players ever.
Yes.
So, I mean, naturally, I'll tell you one of the smartest things Magic Johnson ever did. And this is one of the reasons why Michael calls him the greatest leader in the history of team sports. Magic was the best player on those 80s Lakers teams. But anytime he was talking about it publicly, anytime he was asked, anytime he had an opportunity to speak on it,
yep,
he talked about how it was Kareem's team. He goes, look, it's Cap's team. I've got the greatest weapon in the history of the NBA. All I have to do is throw him the ball. Then you look at the stats, and the leading scorer was Magic. The most assists was Magic.
Yep.
Magic was controlling the games. Magic won three MVPs in the 80s. But every single interview you'll find with him, he talks about how it was Kareem's
smart
team.
Well,
smart.
Listen, I mean, guys who say I versus we, I mean, you can always tell where somebody's head is at when they say I versus we.
Right. I mean, I'm a big we guy. It's all about we.
Now,
it's
when
all
you
about
say
the
we,
team.
You mean W-E like we.
We.
Us.
Like
okay.
We. Like,
yeah. General Lee. We.
General Lee.
I'm a general. We.
Yeah. Like that.
Right, but
not, at the Mandy Awards, I want us to win show of the year. Like, I don't care about the individual accolades. They are unimportant to me.
Unless he doesn't win any.
But show of the year is the one at 710awards.net that we must and should and must win.
Okay, now when you say must, I understand the must
it's
part
a must
of it.
Win situation for us,
but,
yes.
But the should part of it, what do you think about that part? Like, where's the should come in?
Kidding me? It should be us. isn't that you would even acknowledge it should be us, right?
Cap, yeah. If we don't win show of the year, mm-hmm. I'm predicting right now Mason walks out of the Mandy's.
I will
really
leave. I will
really
leave. Of course they'll be over, it's the last category, but I will storm out of there.
Really?
Storm
would you,
out
would,
of there.
Would you walk on stage and Will Smith Chris Morales?
No, I will not. I will not pull Will Smith.
That's
no.
That'd be a great would, be a highlight in the Mandy's.
No, Chris Morales. Who's barely... Oh, by the way, it's Live Imaging Tuesday. You know what that means, Cappy.
Hashtag lit.
Hashtag lit and a lot of Chris Morales promos. Like, Chris has made all these promos for himself to promote Live Imaging Tuesday. So you get a lot of Chris Morales promos during the show today.
Good. I can take a lot of them, and I want more of them. Seriously.
Speaking of the devil.
Hey, it's Mr. Promo King himself. Chris Morales, the promo king.
I thought we've been over this. It's over Mario
right.
Who
no,
makes
No, we have
promos.
A new audience every 20 minutes
I don't know,
or so.
Because apparently producer Lindsay, she told me, has ramped up Sedano on this topic. Sedano.
She's done what?
Ramped up. I got a little tongue-tied there.
On
the promos.
Oh, well, they're out of control.
There's one every 90 minutes.
It feels like there's one every break.
This is an old morning show bit you're doing.
Laura, is there not a Chris Morales Live Imaging Tuesday promo in every single break?
Well, there is
break?
One coming up here at 4:12.
Yeah, there's going to be another one here in just a moment. Yeah, Mario did a great job on those.
Mario did do a great job.
Coming up next, a Live Imaging Tuesday Chris Morales promo.
We're working on putting revenue against it.
What do you mean? Somebody's going to pay you to not do them?
No,
pretty much. That is exactly what it means.
To do them.
Oh, to do them.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Oh.
Always a sucker.
And you had to fill out some extra time in this segment, huh, without Sedano on Crosstalk? So, Super Crosstalk. So you went to the Chris Morales promo bit.
It's
huh?
Super Cross. Everybody's in play during Super Crosstalk. Are you unaware of what Super Crosstalk is like? All holds barred.
I'm
no
well
holds
aware,
barred.
Actually.
Just whatever. Say whatever. Bring it. Whoever. Right, Laura? Super Crosstalk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Should I make that stager longer to fill up more time?
Well, you can make it as long as you want.
Yeah. No, I mean...
I was setting you up to make fun of the stager.
I love the stager. It's short. It's good. Short.
Yeah, although you do not know it is like the greatest segment in the history of radio.
Do you not think that's true?
I do not think that's true.
I do. I think our crosstalks always have been...
Super crosstalk.
Yeah. But I mean, like, even back in the day...
You're talking about the old Mason, Ireland, Max Marcellus?
Correct.
When we called them the king of... No, that's Purgatory.
That's Purgatory.
That was Sedano's show. When it would be a rotation of Mike Trudell, Mina Kimes, Kirk Morrison.
Is that right? I don't even remember that show.
You don't remember any of that?
Purgatory
Mason
was Sedano
can't
show.
Remember longer than, that one more didn't than stick. A week ago.
No, it did stick. It was very successful.
When was it on?
That was 20. That was the second chapter of the morning show. When Travis came to the morning show, Sedano went to afternoons.
Oh, right. When you guys ran him off.
Yeah, so that was summer 2018
oh,
for
God.
About a year and a half.
Right.
That was Purgatory. That's when you had the blowout and said sent the text, you've lost a friend. That was during Purgatory. The Maxim Marcellus Mason Island crosstalk, that's in the mid-2010s.
Which was great. It was a great crosstalk. Yeah, yeah.
When we
your text that said you lost a friend, that went to Sedano or that went to Morales?
Went to Morales.
Why? What was the problem?
Well, he never has considered Sedano a friend.
Well, but it
Sedano
was,
is a colleague.
But I was a friend at the time.
You were a friend
but not
back
anymore.
Then.
You lost a friend.
There was a time when you were, I considered you to be a friend.
I was at your birthday dinner.
You were.
I was at your
that
house every week.
You were at the house every week. Yeah, Sedano, he's not that bad.
But what happened? So I
The pandemic happened, and then I wasn't allowed within a square block
correct.
Of Mace's house.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's when you lost a friend.
No, I lost a friend because Sedano went off on me on the old afternoon show. I forget who he was working with back then. The Sedano show?
It was a rotation. Every day was a rotation.
Okay, got it. I wasn't listening in those days. So he went off on me.
You were listening that afternoon, though.
He went off on me, and he called me in Ireland the Petty Brothers and stuff like that, and I was like, screw you.
Really? The Petty Brothers, like the guys from NASCAR?
No, it was a little harsher than that.
What was it?
Oh. He went on about, you know, like the Muppet Show guys.
Oh, the Muppet
and
Show
guys. Oh, the two old guys?
The new era has arrived.
Oh,
Waldorf and Stantler.
Waldorf and Stantler.
Wait, those are the names of the Muppet guys?
Yeah.
I never knew those guys had names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
How do you not know that? They say their names all the time.
Why, Lindsay, I don't watch the Muppets.
They're my favorite. I love the Muppets, and they're like my favorite part about the Muppets.
Is the Muppets still on weekly?
I don't think so.
And they're operated by, actually, they're owned by Disney, I think.
We
they
still
are.
Show up and stuff.
There's
yeah.
It sound like you, Ireland. You do it all the time. The old man voice?
The old man voice.
Well, but I didn't know those guys had names.
You can find the Muppet Show on Disney Plus.
Yeah, on Disney Plus. All right, I'm done.
Is that it?
You've had it with us?
Yeah. I'm done.
Chris,
you got
8 minutes.
This.
Chris,
Still
take it away.
Rare,
take
blah, it away. Oh, no, we gotta play a promo about me.
All right,
and then we'll be back in 2 minutes to start the show.
Stay tuned. In 2 minutes, Sedano and Cap will be back, and you will hear in the meantime a fantastic promo by Chris Morales.
No, produced by Mario Ruiz.
Chris Morales. Next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
See you tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.
It is time on a live imaging Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sedano and Cap.
Yeah.
You there, Cap? I can feel you.
Yeah. Oh,
I can
feel
hear
me.
You.
Feel this vibration.
I can feel it, baby. Wow, that got real.
Bow, bow, bing. Come on. Come on. Hashtag
it's a little aggressive.
Whoa. That voice came out of nowhere and sounds like Sedano's in a time machine somewhere. Hi, Sedano.
Sedano.
Hello there, Christopher.
How are the travels?
How are you? Oh, not ideal. I just got into the room. They didn't have it ready.
Are you in
a
hotel room or are you in the back of the kitchen?
No, I'm in the hotel room. Why?
Oh, look at how irritated he's getting. Sit down. We're just having fun, man. It's a live imaging Tuesday. Let's get it rolling right now.
All right, come on. Turn it up for me, Laura. Bow dum bing. Da dee da doom. Ba be da ba ba dee dee.
Bee-boo-doo-bop.
Yeah, George.
Ba-boo-dum-beep.
Yes.
Bee-boo-dum-bop.
Ba-dick-dick-dick-a-doom.
Ba-da-bop. There's no da-dick-dick-a-doom. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you have to have a little drum solo in between. Just in between.
But this doesn't exist.
You've seen a little riff. No, but it's my own creativity, man.
You're adding it.
Right. It's my own arrangement, if you will. See what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I love how it's infectious, though. You're doing it now. I got Clinton Yates doing it. Before I know it, I'm telling you right now, Beto Duran's going to do it when he's in.
Never. He's never going to do it.
I'll bet you he will.
No.
Why would he not?
He's pretty stubborn.
Yeah, he's not going to do it.
He is kind of a stubborn guy. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So you thought I was stubborn until you met him?
Nah. You have a little bit of flexibility in your game. A little bit. Yeah, but Beto has, like, rules that he lives by, the whole thing. It's like me. I don't have any rules. I just live day to day. George, I'm curious.
Okay.
I'm very curious.
Yeah.
You just mentioned it here during the Live Imaging Tuesday Open. You had travel issues. Does anybody have more travel problems? I mean, it seems like every time you go on the road, something's wrong. What's happening today?
Well, it wasn't the flight. It was just the room wasn't ready when I got here. So I just like was kind of hanging out in the lobby until I was ready to get into the room.
You explain to anybody in the lobby, like, hey, just so you guys know, like, I got to be on the air here at like 4 o'clock Pacific time.
No, but pretty hilarious. I actually meant to text this to the person I'm going to mention right now. So the bell desk asked if they wanted to, you know, hold my luggage and stuff, because obviously I could be gone for 13 days. So I have a lot of, I did actually check because I just had too much stuff. So the guy at the bell desk, there was two guys there, and the one guy goes, hey, is your name Ryan? And I'm like, no. And he goes, he's like, oh, okay. And he goes to the other guy. I thought he was the Ryan Russillo guy on ESPN. And I'm like, I don't look anything like Ryan Russillo. I don't
Oh, that's very funny. That's
nor does he look anything like. Nor does he look anything like me, to be honest.
No, but he probably was looking at you, going, "God, I know this guy. I know him. He's on ESPN. I know this guy." And he just didn't put two and two together. He came up with Ryan Russillo rather than George Sedano.
Yeah, he actually said his name wrong. He said Ryan Rizzolo or something like that, or Rizzo or something. It didn't even say the man's name right.
That's great. So you get into town, hotel room's not ready. You're like, come on, what are you talking about? Let's go. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's go. Let's do a beautiful thing. Come
right.
On.
I got Bergman texting me. I got Lindsay calling me and texting me. You know, I just, you know, you text, you okay, dog? Like you're Randy Jackson or something.
I like to check up on you, man. I got like my whole Jewish mother thing that I do, you know?
Jewish mother mixed in with some dog.
Well, right. I mean, listen, the Jewish mother part of me is like, hey, George, are you doing okay? We haven't heard from you. Are you all right? But then the latter part of it is by saying dog, that's a little more contemporary. It's a little bit more bro-like. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's very Randy Jackson. That's what you've turned into. Like, it's very strange. It's a very strange combination to Lindsay's point, I think, what she's getting at.
I understand. I got it, you know. I get it. I do understand, Lindsay. You don't like the use of dog?
No, I mean, it's you, so it's just like whatever. But you're really like the only person that I really have heard use that term in quite a while. But I used to use it in high school all the time.
Do people who... I just let that one just slide right off because everybody I know still uses dog. But let me ask a question. When you type dog, should it be D-O-G or D-A-W-G?
Well, you use D-O-G, not like unlike Andy Samberg, who calls him Snoop D-O-double-G on that Corona commercial or whatever.
Right. Yeah, but when you type dog, does anybody here type dog to any of their friends?
Yeah, I actually put it in a hashtag on Instagram the other day. Dog check, because it was about the Lombardi Trophy and how the Browns are coming for it. And I wrote hashtag dog check, D-A-W-G, because it's dog.
Yeah.
Right, but that's a dog pound. I'm just saying, like, when I call George dog, should I call him D-O-G or D-A-W-G?
D-A-W-G.
Oh, really? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I'm on Twitter, I want to use dog.
I would be D-O-G, you would be referring to me as if you were referring to your fat dog that you have there.
Hey, come on. Hold on a second here. That's my fat dog. I can call him fat. You can't call him fat. That's my fat dog.
I mean, he's fat, though. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
I know, but come on. I thought only I can call my own dog fat. I didn't know you'd call other people's dog fat.
I mean, are we doing that now? I'm okay. I mean, I totally understand why we shouldn't be calling any humans that. But, I mean, a dog is a dog. You know what I mean?
I do know dog, D-A-W-G.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. So are you excited for the start of tonight's NBA playoffs? You know, we're going to air the game as we're going to air all these games, Eastern Conference, Western Conference. We're airing them all. Did you know that, Lindsay?
I did know that. In fact, I'm the one who told you that, despite you trying to argue with me, you know. But yeah.
I really wasn't arguing with you. I was just trying to get points of information. That's all.
Yeah, a lot of points of information, including the ones that were already written in the text.
Well, I missed them. So all I know is this. We got the Eastern Conference final starting tonight. Boston against Miami. George, the Miami Heat. I mean, this is your team, man. Let's go. Let's go, Pat Riley. Let's go, Eric Spoelstra. Let's go, Miami Heat.
It is my team, and he is a four. Look, Pat Riley, once a Laker, always a Laker, won 4 championships. And, you know, I think that people here should be getting on that bandwagon because of Pat and because, as I mentioned yesterday, our motto for the next 2 weeks is Scott.
Bleep Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so listen.
I'm so glad someone got you on that train because you were championing for the Celtics. I'm like, you don't do that in L.A., man.
I didn't know when I was championing
for the Celtics.
Yeah, when you were gone, he was like championing the Celtics.
Can you quote me what I said? I'm not afraid I won't back down from it. But when you say I'm championing for the Celtics, explain.
You were saying that you wanted them to win.
Yeah, who were they playing in the last round?
I don't care. You never say that about the Celtics, ever.
Get out of here. Give me a break.
That's a good job, Producer Laura. That's what you're supposed to do. Good job jumping
out of here.
Just saying.
Give me a break.
So I'm glad whoever put you on this bleep Boston, I'm with it.
Well, nobody put
that
me
would
on
be
it
me.
Other than George.
Oh,
yeah, George
thank you,
is the
Sedano.
One.
See?
George decided
good
to
man.
Go all in on bleep Boston, you know.
As it should be in L.A. always.
But what is, I'm trying to remember what we were talking about where you say I'm hyping the Celtics. I mean, listen, we had callers calling yesterday. There are some guys on this team that you like, and there's some style of play that perhaps you might like. You get to this point in the season, though, as George pointed out yesterday, you don't want these guys to possibly win an 18th title and
Never.
Have more than the Lakers.
Never. Never. No. I don't care who else wins, just not them.
Really?
Well, I think when you say a lot of people, Cap, by a lot of people, we have
millions.
Two people that
millions
called.
Of people
yeah, that actually
millions.
Did that. And we actually had one of the funniest lines by our guy, Toby Hicks, who's a comedian and a big fan of the show, where he said, I don't care if Jason Tatum is Kobe's nephew. It's always bleep Boston.
Facts.
Well, listen, that is the Sedano theme of the week. We're rolling with it.
2 weeks.
Know, for the next 2 weeks.
Well, I mean, the series could last 7 games, so.
All right. Well, tonight we get started. Miami versus Boston. George,
okay.
I'll ask you to handicap it for me. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this before that. Are you watching ESPN right now?
I was just watching ESPN, yeah.
Are you watching Stephen A. Smith and this white suit he's got on? Because it's first of all, there's that's the town to wear a white suit. Mm-hmm. But do you think you could pull off a white suit?
100%. Not only could I have many times.
Mm.
The whole deal, head to toe.
Do you have pictures?
I do.
Yeah. Mm. Let me see those.
Yeah,
I'll have to get them for you. I'll have to find them.
Along with the picture of you and the earring, Cap. We still need the earring pic.
The earring thing's going to be really hard to find because this is all pre-phone cameras, the earring, you know?
I mean, you found that weird one with the 80s suit and your dad being in the background. So.
Well, yeah, but that was only a few years ago.
Hmm.
Going to a party, right?
Yeah, I was going to a 50th birthday party that was like disco themed. So that's only a few years back. The earring, you got to go back to the late 80s. Going to be very hard to find. The white suit, probably very findable. It would take me a little bit of time, but I could find it. But I see Stephen A. today rocking this white Miami gear, looking very Pitbull. I like it. I can
he
do
does
that.
Look like he does look very Pitbull. That is a great way to describe it.
Yeah.
For anyone listening in the car that doesn't understand how white this suit is, it is very Pitbull. That is a perfect definition of what he's wearing.
Yeah, I could wear that. Could you wear that?
I mean, I could. I'm also Cuban, though, like Pitbull. I don't know if you have enough melanin in your skin tone to pull that off.
What are you talking about, man?
Wow.
Yeah.
Come
wow,
on,
wow,
really?
Wow.
I got lots of
Shots
melanin.
Fired.
Not even sure what melanin is, but I got lots of it.
By the way, earlier on Mason in Ireland, Mason said he is wearing a white tux to the Mandy Awards.
No way.
That's what he said.
There's going to be a lot of white with that in his hair. And,
yeah.
Mason, I love you, but you got to rethink that.
I think it's a good look. Why not? Do it. Do it,
yeah,
do
tell
it, do
him,
it.
Tell him to do it and tell him he looks great in it. Tell him to rock.
Oh, I won't tell him that, but I say do it. Why not? It'll be a good bit.
Sure.
So that's why you want him to do it.
Exactly.
I thought he was going to wear what Russell Westbrook wore.
No, apparently Ireland is efforting that and is close. He's just waiting for a top hat, I think, to get sent in.
What about the socks that Russell Westbrook was wearing in that picture at the Met Gala? I mean, those black and white like socks from The Wizard of Oz, like the Wicked Witch of the West. He got to have those socks.
I think he's working on the whole getup. He's
really?
Working
the whole leather skirt and everything?
And he might do a costume change.
Hmm. God, everybody's putting a lot of time, effort, and energy into what their getup is
Rachel,
at the Mandy's.
Rachel, I need outfits, Rachel.
Well, she asked me the other day, she goes, have you started to work on your outfit yet, or outfits, for the Mandy's? And I said, no, I haven't. I've kind of been waiting until the calendar turns to June 1st. Then the urgency will pick up. But I've put very little thought and energy thus far into the Mandy getups. George, do you already know what you're rocking?
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
What do you got?
Oh, thanks, Sedona. Appreciate it.
Yeah, what do you got going?
Excitement.
Anything exciting? Yeah, I mean, anything hot and
sexy? I mean,
sexy?
I'm going to wear, I've got like a, So, you know, a couple years ago, we had a deal here. I had a deal with Enzo Custom down there in Beverly Hills. And they made me a really, really nice fitted black suit, black tie that I wear to black tie events. So I'm going to wear that.
Any costume change along the way?
No.
And nothing like out of the ordinary, no flair. I mean, if John Ireland shows up as Russell Westbrook, hot.
I'm going to wear me. I'm not going to try to be a rodeo clown, which is fine. Like, you want to do that, that's fine.
Oh, I want to be as big a rodeo clown as possible.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Yeah. And it's the Mandy's.
So,
and it's
so,
the first
you know
one
what?
Ever.
Chris, how come, you know, when I say stuff like, oh, it's that's good for you, like, but Keith says that, you know, you bow down to him, you know, you chase him around like a puppy dog. Like
oh, this is, we're trying to throw shade at me now. We're trying to spin a shot.
Well, I heard you do the whoa, whoa, you know?
Well, I'm just saying. Like, I want some
Joey
excitement
Lawrence?
For the Mandy Awards, you know?
I mean, you know, Joey Lawrence all of a sudden? Whoa.
Well, that's a strong pull. Was that Blossom?
That was Blossom.
That was
Blossom.
Blossom,
yes.
Yeah, very
yes.
good.
You
very
were
solid.
You were totally into Six, weren't you?
Which one was – I didn't watch a lot of Blossom. I know
– Blossom's friend.
Was that the Blossom's friend? I'm going to have to look that up.
Her name was Six.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Hey, coming up, have you ever done something so dumb and it has made you so late to something that's urgently important? Let me get to that story. Coming right back. We're just getting rolling. Hashtag lit. It's a live imaging Tuesday. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. This song means a lot to Sedano and I. We'll explain in a moment. On this day, back in 1994, Lisa Loeb released the single, Stay. I missed you. I talk so all the time. It's also National Walnut Day. Sedano and Cap continues right now.
Wow. Yeah, it's a Live Imaging Tuesday, hashtag lit.
This is very uncomfortable. Why are you driving?
Because I'm on a delay.
Not that big of a delay. I would rather take the delay than Kaplan driving. I got to be honest.
Well, that's because I'm dangerous. I am dangerous at the wheel.
It feels so like... Here's what it feels like. I shouldn't be here doing the show because Sedano's off, and that's in my contract. If Sedano's off, I'm off.
What are you talking about? He's on.
Exactly. That's why it feels weird.
Yeah, so what he's saying is it doesn't feel like the show because I'm not driving, and it also feels weird because you're driving. So it's a combination of both things.
Well, sometimes, you know, you switch drivers, you know?
I feel like we're having some sort of tawdry affair, and Sedano's watching.
Well, I'm all for it, just so you know.
Lisa Loeb once appeared on this radio station with Sedano.
She did. She did with me and Key and LZ. And we had her on because we... because LZ did like, and Chris did a bit about Amin with that to that song, and it was really funny. And then we brought her on. Oh, because she started following us on Twitter, right, or something like that.
I think we mentioned her or something. Yeah,
right. And then she came on the show. Yeah, and still follows me, and I still follow her on Twitter. Lisa Loeb.
How about
and
that?
Then she got all the. Is she what was it? Geico commercials, Lisa.
Oh yeah, she's big now. She does a lot of Geico stuff.
She came back right because of that Geico commercial.
Yeah.
She have any more songs than just that one?
No, she's got plenty of songs, but that's the most famous.
That
one,
was the big
number
one.
That was like
the
only hit, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Some guy ripped me on Twitter who's pissed off at me because yesterday I was talking about how the Counting Crows only had one song, Mr. Jones.
That's ridiculous. That's a dumb statement.
You are wrong on that one. I even said they have a lot of good songs. I love Counting Crows.
Long December is one of the greatest songs ever made.
Yes, that is a good song.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I saw them last year at the Beach Life Festival in Redondo, and I was like, you know what? I'm not a fan of this band. They got a song here I like, a song there. Okay, fine, I know. Just not a fan of these guys anymore.
All right.
So I know I got ripped on Twitter about the whole thing. The guy went through the entire catalog of songs that the Counting Crows have.
Counting Crows are a great band.
Yeah.
I mean, they are. You're just wrong.
Okay. All right, I'm wrong.
Did you know that the lead singer of Counting Crows used to be a bartender at the Viper Room back in like the when he was super famous?
No way.
The height of his fame, yeah. He was on a podcast I listened to, and he was talking about how
he hung out there a lot as a patron, and people would come up to him and bother him all the time. But he loved hanging out there because he was friends with some of the people that worked there. So he was like, one day he was like, you know what? I'm just going to bartend here. So he would get behind the bar and he would bartend and give all the tips to his friend that worked there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's very cool. That's probably back when he had really cool long hair.
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. Now that he's cut his hair short, I don't know. I'm just not into the band anymore. From what I saw last year, all I can tell you is this: Men at Work killed him last year. For real.
Wait a minute. What festival was this?
Beach Life. Redondo. Just had it this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on social media. And Men at Work with their one song?
Right. Well, they have like three.
Two.
I think. No, they have the Safety Dance, and that's it. Let's be serious.
The Safety Dance is the only
And Down Under. Did they do Down Under?
Yeah.
What's Down Under?
Man Down Under.
So that's two.
Oh, okay. So it's two.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But that's kind of like... that's not like soft sell. They have Tainted Love, and then there's the other one.
No, no Tainted Love. There's no Tainted Love with Men at Work.
No, he's saying soft sell.
No, it said soft sell. Did you hear me?
Yeah, but I didn't know that soft sell was the name of a band.
Oh.
Anyway, so
I'm just putting that together.
Tainted Love, but then there's the where did our love go, which is basically like almost like Tainted Love in reverse.
Mm. Tainted Love's good though. Tainted Love.
Why do you throw like an Eddie Vedder kind of like voice into that song?
That's my thing.
Bob Dylan.
That's what I do. It's just what I do. Everything is grungy.
That's not what Tainted Love is.
Tainted Love. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I would never go karaoke with you, Cap.
Never.
Because you turn everything into a Bob Dylan song.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm going to do some Tom Petty when we go karaokeing.
Free Falling.
So be prepared.
What's your go-to song, Cap?
Probably more like American Girl. Yeah, American Girl.
No way. Yeah. You could not pull that off. Laura, find that song right now.
What do you mean pull it off? What are you talking about pull it off? There's not that much range to it.
Laura, find Tom Petty, American Girl right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Laura, do it now. George says do it now. Do it.
Oh, she's in the other room. Okay.
Yeah.
She's working on it.
Don't do it. Don't do that, Laura. Don't do that.
She's working on it.
Don't do that.
All right.
Hey, let me tell you a quick story here, George.
Tell me.
About two weeks ago, I get out of my car, okay? I get out of my car. All right, maybe I won't tell the story. Forget it. Go ahead. Go back to the Tainted Love. Go backwards.
Go. Tell the story.
All right, I get out of my car in a parking lot, okay?
Yeah.
And I just, I guess, didn't realize that I was probably had my mind somewhere else. So I left my car, I went to the store that I was going into, restaurant, whatever. I came back to my car, and my car door was open. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird, because I always lock my car doors. Then I get into my car, and the lights are all on my dashboard, and the radio is on. And I'm like, that's weird, I didn't turn my car on. Turns out, I never turned my car off. Has this ever happened to you before?
My God.
Have you ever been so distracted
in
life?
It only happened once to me, and it happened to me in my new car, the Ford Mustang EV, because it's so quiet that if I didn't realize the car wasn't on. And then I realized very quickly, because when you close the door in the car salon and it feels the key walking away, it honks. So I was like, oh, the car must be on. So I went in, of course it was on, and I turned it off. But that's about it. I got 5 feet away from the car.
I don't understand how this all happened. I mean, I know that I'm absent-minded. I know I get distracted easily. I get it. I might have been texting with somebody. I might have been on Twitter when I got out of my car. I could have been on a call. There's a million things that could have happened as to why the car was on.
A bird could have flown by.
Listen, anything is possible. Seriously. Like, I just got distracted. Point is I got out of the car, the car was running. It's not like in the old days where you stick a key in the ignition, you turn the ignition, you turn the car off, you put it in park, you turn the key, you take it out. It's not like that anymore. So I did not turn the car off. So for a good hour and change, the car sat in this parking lot running. Sometimes people become absent-minded.
Right. By the way, how long has it been since you've had a car that you put the key in the ignition and turn it on?
It's been a long time, but I did recently drive a car that somebody asked me, hey, would you drive? And I said, sure. And they gave me the key to the car, and I actually had to get in the car and then put the key in the ignition. So, like, I mean, I still can do it if I have to, you know? But it's been a long time. This sort of absent-mindedness happens to other people as well. Did you happen to see the story about Brooks Koepka, the PGA Tour player? Did you see this story? I'll take that
yeah,
as a no?
Yeah, I saw that, yep.
Okay, I was going to take that as a no.
No, yes. I said yes.
Okay, didn't hear you. What can I tell you? What can I tell you? Delay, man. What can I tell you? Brooks Koepka goes to get his golf clubs and get all of his stuff and get his gear and get into the car, and he's got to get to a press conference because he's playing in the PGA Championship this upcoming weekend, and somehow the dude, like, put his golf clubs in the car, got in, got out, whatever, and the car locked on him while the car was still running. So the keys were in the car, the golf clubs were in the trunk, and the car is still running. And so as much as I felt like a giant dope for it happening to me about a month or so ago, I felt a whole lot better today because I know, like, when you're under pressure and your mind is somewhere else, you're like, I got to get over there. I got to get to the press conference. I got to get my golf clubs. I got to do all these things. Next thing you know, the car is locked. You can't get in. The car is running. Nice. Nice. Bing, 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 bing.
Sorry.
Dunk, dunk, ding, 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 ding.
There you go.
No, I get it. I mean, believe me, that's the kind of song that you can't help.
You know, when Cap leads Zidane, you kind of like turn into the Cap role, you know?
Right, all of a sudden, just from out of nowhere, he starts making noises.
Now you know.
Yeah, but
you
know what? Now he knows what it's like to be on my side. I'm going to be the one who's just going to be a huge pain in the ass and just like mess with him throughout the show.
I got no issue with it at all. None, zero. Lindsay, any more detail to this Koepka thing, though? Did you see this story where the guy? I mean,
yeah, listen. He was late to the press conference because of it. I mean, at least he didn't miss his tee time because, you know, he didn't have his clubs. And you're a pro golfer. You're not going to golf without your clubs, right? I wouldn't.
I mean, this is so funny to me. I thought, because, George, you said it, when you leave your keys in your car now and you close the door, the car will usually beep at you like, hey, moron.
Mine doesn't
do that. You left
your
keys in the car.
Mine doesn't do that.
Yeah.
The car doesn't do that?
No.
Girl, I would be stranded everywhere if mine
I have
didn't
a
do
spare
that.
Key. I have two keys. I keep one in my purse, like in a pocket, just because I've done that. I probably locked my keys in my car at least 10 times in my life where I've had to like call the police and have them break into it.
AAA.
Yeah. Well, AAA doesn't always they don't always
time
do
out.
It right.
Wait a second, George, are you calling a timeout?
Did you say men at work?
Yeah.
Did you say men at work saying safety dance?
No, I did not say that.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Not me.
No, I said it.
Well, somebody did. Because
I don't even know what safety dance is.
It's men without hats.
Oh, no, that was my fault. I said that.
Wow. Oh, okay. You mean tell me you've been researching this entire time?
No, anytime Sedano could prove one of us wrong.
No, somebody tweeted it to us.
I said
no,
it.
No,
okay?
Somebody tweeted. Royce Tony tweeted it to us.
What did Royce Tony say?
He said men without hats sang safety dance.
Chris, you got that wrong?
I got that wrong. Ireland today spent 20 minutes quizzing me on music. I got, like, every answer right. I made a mistake on this one. I'm tired.
Wow.
It's a live imaging Tuesday. Lit Tuesday for a long
day. It's okay, Chris. You know, and by the way, Colorblind is also a great Counting Crows song, according to Casper Villa. There we go.
What's Casper Villa saying?
Colorblind is a great Counting Crows song.
Mm. All right, Casper. Look, I mean, I didn't realize there were so many Counting Crows fans out there that would be so offended. My goodness. Wow. A lot of Counting Crow fans.
Everybody's
out there.
Under pressure
We've gone
today.
Completely off the rails.
Oh, this is gone. And I blame you exclusively. It's all your fault. It's 1,000%. 100%.
Revenge, Cap. It's revenge
of
the
How's my fault?
It's kind of your fault because you're in a bathroom somewhere doing a radio show.
I'm actually in a living room in the suite, so, you know.
Oh, hey.
In the league.
You know? Mm-hmm. I'm in a suite, right? It's in the contract.
That's why your room wasn't ready, because I was thinking to myself, like, what hotel is he staying in that is not ready yet by, like, what, 4 o'clock? It's because he's in a suite, and they only have a couple suites, and that's why his room wasn't ready.
Mm.
Right?
He's is that in the case, George?
In the contract.
It is in the contract. All right, hold on a second, everybody, because coming up, I want to talk about this Kyrie-LeBron issue, where all of a sudden Kyrie Irving seems to be sucking up to LeBron. What is he scheming to possibly do? We will get to that story coming up in a matter of moments. But before we do, I want to just remind all the guys out there about the law firm The Dadvocates. I got a buddy of mine who called me today, and he said, you're not going to believe this. And I said, what? He goes, I got to go back to court tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, my God, man, is this thing ever going to end? Turns out, that, and I've told the story a little bit about this guy. There's a friend of mine who had a baby with this woman he got married to. They didn't really get along. They probably shouldn't have been married. They got divorced. They still lived together. They were co-parenting under the same roof, but they were no longer married. Then he wound up going and getting into another relationship with a woman. He had a bunch of kids with this woman. The other woman got upset. Before you knew it, it turned into a whole drama. And ladies out there, I'm not trying to put this on you. I'm just giving you this one example. And she started to make these crazy allegations about this friend of mine that I know are not true. And it has led him back to court over and over and over again. And I said to him, you don't do this alone. You cannot do this alone. You need the right legal representation when it comes to family law matters, when it comes to alimony, when it comes to your kids so you have access to them. Guys, all I want to tell you is this. The Dadvocates is a statewide law firm that deals and specializes in the rights of men when it comes to family law matters. So, fellas, if you're going through a divorce, if you're dealing with the aftermath of a divorce, you need the best attorneys, the Dadvocates. TheDadvocates.com, like Advocates for Dads, TheDadvocates.com. More to come. Let's get to this Kyrie LeBron situation next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Yeah. Sedano and Cap in your afternoon. Jordan Knight is 52 years old today. Wow, that makes me feel old. Damn. Should make producer Lindsay feel a little old, too. We're NKOTV fans. Jordan Knight, one of the lead singers. This was his solo song when I was in high school. I think that was like 1998. Give it to you.
When's that concert again?
That is the Memorial Day Friday. Are we still going? We going to press the flesh?
Friday.
Did you get us tickets?
I'm working on it.
Thank you.
It'll depend on the Western Conference Finals for me.
Well, here's the thing. We can put you in the bathroom at the suite, and then maybe you could broadcast on ESPN. Since it'll sound
I mean, I could just leave if you want me to do that.
Oh, don't start. Why are you going to be like that?
I mean, it's fine. Like,
you
I'll go take a nap,
when you're
dude,
on the
before
road.
Going to dinner. I'm totally fine.
You get so chippy when you're on the road, Sedano.
Hey, Dana.
Do you think that series
saying,
is going to go
want,
that
I'll
long?
I'll take a nap.
Do you think the series is going to go that long?
Yeah, Luka's really damn good. Yeah, Luka's really, really damn good.
So are we going to the NKOTB?
Yes.
On Memorial Day Friday?
I'm in.
Wait a second. I just have a question. Is Memorial Day the one that's coming up, or is that the one at the end of the summer?
Yes, it's the 27th, like Morales literally just said, Cap.
2 weeks, Cap. 2 weeks.
I didn't hear him say that.
Really?
You don't know Memorial Day?
Well, I always screw up Memorial Day and Labor Day.
How
I always
do you
screw
do
those
that?
Two up.
Memorial Day is the beginning of summer. Labor
Wait,
Day is the end
Labor
of summer.
Labor Day is in late...
Memorial Day's in May.
Is Labor
you
Day.
Broke Sedano.
I know, it's just one of those things. I always screw up. I don't know which one is which, Memorial Day or Labor Day.
You're right. One of the things that you screw up. That's true.
No, it's just one of them. Yeah, it's one of them. I'm not saying there aren't others.
Who else is performing on that show? It's Rick Astley, too, right?
Yes, and Salt and Peppa.
Vogue.
Salt and Peppa's here.
And In Vogue?
Yeah. Like, I'm going just for In Vogue.
I know, dude. They're so good. I've seen them in concert.
Really?
So good. Yeah, In Vogue. In Vogue. I've actually seen In Vogue and Salt and Pepper.
Because you're never going to get it. Not this time, Cap.
And, of course, Cap said that he wants to go to see Rick Astley.
Right. I want to see the Rick roll. I want to see Rick Astley sing the same song over and over again.
He doesn't have the same song.
Right. He's only got one, right?
No. He had, like, 4 top 10 hits. We talked about this, too.
Yeah, I don't really know any of those other top hits except this one. Except the one Rick Astley song. Hey, look, I saw the Pussycat Dolls one time. They sang the same song 12 times.
Whoa. That scared me for a second.
Yeah, me too. No lie.
Do you really? Think Rachel will come to the concert?
Well, you say it's Friday, May 27th?
The Memorial Day Friday once
tenth
again.
Time, yes.
Yes.
Friday, May 27th.
At Crypto, across the street. We'll all go.
The funny thing is he said he was going to bring Rachel. He's like, we should all go
Rachel,
with dates.
Chris will be there. You guys
well,
need to
I mean,
on
well, that's because Chris can bring Lisa.
Oh, no, she'll be in New York. She'll be getting 7 months in New York.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. You're so happy about that?
I am. Although I think I'm going to drive her car for 7 months, which is nice.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice.
Does she drive?
A very nice, it's a C300.
Ooh, that's a good car.
Coupe, though, coupe.
Yeah. Oh, that's even a nicer car. Yeah.
I once had a girlfriend that had a really nice BMW convertible that was literally brand new, and she was like, yeah, you can drive it because I'm going to be out of town for a while. I just drove that thing everywhere. It was awesome.
Well, she's not my girlfriend. She's just a friend.
Friend.
I don't know. Friends don't just give friends their Mercedes.
Well, it's just going to sit. She's leasing out her condo, so she wanted you
to
know.
You?
No. She's Airbnb-ing it. I have a house, but so her car, she's got to give the garage over to somebody. So she was just going to park it, you know, like in a long-term garage. Just park it at my house. Baby, I'll drive it.
I'm mad at that, Chris. Handle.
By the way, it was a week ago on Live Imaging Tuesday that we found out that, speaking of friends, the producer Laura was, and since then, there's been a lot of cryptic Insta stories.
What?
About, like, on Sunday night, it was something like, he's building my furniture, and I'm just here looking at the moonlight.
Oh, yeah. I'm just looking at that blood orange moon. Right. It's romantic. I'm looking at that moon, and he's building the furniture.
Cap, you and your blurry pictures. My one friend texted me about the blood moon, and I was like, yes, I did not go out to see it, but I saw plenty of blurry photos from it, and right as I texted him that, you sent yours, and you're like, can anyone else see this blood moon? And you took a picture of it with your iPhone. Like,
No, but you don't even understand. No. My picture was taken off television. Like, I actually turned off.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, true story. Totally true story. I was watching the NASA coverage on YouTube of the blood moon because I couldn't see it because it was all cloudy and socked in where I live.
No, mine was from my balcony as I was watching the Emma man build my stuff.
Yeah. And by the way, are you bringing your man to the New Kids on the Block in Vogue concert, Rick Astley?
If he doesn't work, I think so.
Okay.
It depends, you know, on the whole situation with the tickets and whose goals and all that stuff.
All right. And George, are you planning on bringing Kelly Sedano?
It depends if I'm available and I'm not doing a game. Didn't you just hear the beginning of this conversation?
I did, but let's assume for a moment that you're available. Will you be bringing Kelly Sedano? What's everybody so testy around here for today? My God, everybody relax.
I'm chilling.
Take some indica, why don't you people?
Should I go back to Travis and actually, Sleeland? Damn, guys.
Well, I mean, their ratings are pretty good these days. I mean, just going to say it.
Wow.
What are you trying to say? Ours are not good?
They're good, but they're not Travis and Sleeland good yet. But we're getting there.
Wow.
Wow. Have you ever thought that you'd hear that phrase uttered, Sedano?
We're an afternoon drive. It's a lot tougher an afternoon drive.
I mean, listen. Our numbers were better for a long time. It happens. They've done a great job. You know, we got Cappy here, you know, getting all defensive on us.
Listen, everyone
so
looks at me like...
that's why the numbers are not as good? Really?
Wow, I love that we're doing this right now.
What is happening? But wait, Slee was in the league. Or he's not in the league. How can this be?
You know what? I feel like Sliwa owes us and Mason Ireland and Travis by default as well. I feel like their numbers are huge because of all the stuff that was going down with Sliwa for all those weeks.
Sliwa is a ratings machine is what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying all the beef, I feel like, helped their show. I don't think there's any question about that. It was kind of the plan, but, you know, I don't know if they – I mean, I feel like Travis definitely gets it. I hope Alan gets it now too.
What do you think, Chris? Do you think Alan gets it? That beef is good? Beef works.
Oh, sorry. The great Amanda Brown was in here. I asked her to bring me my makeup bag. I feel a little shiny.
Really? You need a little powder, do you?
A little powder, because we're going to go outside. You know, it's a short show today, so I can go outside in the sunlight and go for a walk. Maybe some sushi.
You really want your makeup bag?
I do want my makeup bag. Just a little powder.
Wait, you wear makeup?
Wait, why are you have makeup again?
Yeah, for a long day of meetings, I get shiny in the middle of the day. I gotta look my best, sit on it.
Really?
Okay, so... I used to watch the Tyra Banks show back in the day. And I remember Sarah Jessica Parker was in there once and she said, I have a hack for when you feel a little shiny and you don't have like those bloppy.
I got the blotters too.
Yeah. Okay. So you.
Blotter? Oh, sorry.
You go to the restroom and the sea covers will deal with the shine.
I ain't putting no sea cover on my face.
Just saying. Wait, so Morales, would you be in the market for the A-Rod's makeup line? Because
absolutely.
He released a men's makeup line. It's just like powder and foundation for men. And I always wondered, like, who is the target audience for that stuff?
You got a little compact in here.
Morales.
I got the high-end makeup sponges. Just put a little... Oh, yeah.
Wait, beauty what? Blender. He's got a beauty blender. Okay, but what is the brand?
Please don't
tell me you got it at the drugstore. Please don't tell me it's Mac.
No, it's not Mac. Okay. One of my friends, my TV friends.
Mm-hmm. I like him. I don't have friends no more, but he got a lot of friends. What is the brand?
I don't know. Hold on.
What does it say? It says it on the compact.
Menagerie Advanced Men's Skincare High Def Anti-Shine.
Oh, that's great. It's men's. See? That's
Menagerie,
awesome.
Huh?
Menagerie.
It's not Menagerie. It's just you Frenched it up.
I could be Menagerie. Yeah. And I got the charcoal blotters.
Menagerie.
Whatever. Boys, you got to be ready. When you're a man of with oily skin.
Sedano, when you're on the road for TV, do you have someone do makeup for you or do you do it yourself?
No, I do it myself. I just put on a little powder and I'm good.
Well, here's the thing. The big CY, Quentin Yates, also has oily skin. And he turned me on. He posted about this amazing lotion
that
he uses from TV. You can't find it anywhere. It's unavailable. Peter Thomas Roth doesn't make it.
He doesn't?
He stopped making it.
Well, you buy stuff on eBay. When stuff goes out, when they stop making it, you got to buy it on eBay.
I'm not
Why
on TV.
Why don't you just walk into the mall and go to like Sephora or something like that?
Because he just said they don't make it. Who's on delay now? He literally just said they don't make it anymore. Like, who's the one delay.
Wait, he said what they don't make anymore.
He was talking about his brand of makeup, and he said they don't make it anymore.
Yeah, but wait, is that Sephora?
Kev, the brand that he's looking for doesn't make that particular item anymore.
What's the name of the product he's looking for? Peter Thomas Roth something. So what does Peter Tom have to do with Sephora?
Peter Thomas Roth is the name of the brand that he's talking about.
So, right, so when I said go to Sephora, what does that have to do with anything?
He said they don't make the item anymore, so he can't buy it in Sephora. That's
right,
why I
said, but so go get something else. What does it have to be Peter Thomas, whoever the hell it is?
Oh, man.
You can't buy Sephora's brand?
No. Oh, Kev, I love you. I missed you guys. God. I really missed you guys. I did.
Such a weird thing, man. I'm telling you, pick apart like every gosh darn thing that everybody says. It's just a pick apart, man. Man, oh man, just go to the Sephora in the mall and find some powder.
Give me a break.
Find some powder. What's it matter?
Because it depends. Like, if he wants that particular, like, I have a very particular, like, particular makeup line that I like. I'm not just gonna go and get another one.
Yeah. Now, Kaplan, how often do you wear makeup?
None. Never. Zero.
Then why are you even involving yourself in this conversation like you know something?
Because I used to wear, when I was on TV every morning, I would wear some kind of powdery
stuff. Unstable Wars?
Say again? What did you say, George?
Unstable Wars.
No, not Unstable Wars. When I was doing morning television, I was like, every morning, I'd have to put some powder on my face.
You had to look good for those horses.
Now, wait a second. George, earlier you were threatening that you were going to walk off the set today because you were not. I don't think I'm needed here today.
No, you are. Absolutely are.
Yeah, of course. Because, I mean, let's face it. I mean, if not, who would everybody be talking about? My goodness.
Yeah, we'd find someone else, but it's easier with you.
This is a tough crowd here today. My God, tough crowd.
All right, let's do the Kyrie thing you wanted to do with LeBron. Him and LeBron are schmoozing, and it looks like there could be something up here. Maybe a little thing going on there.
All right, we'll get to that because I'm doing my best Sedano today where I'm teasing something for an hour and a half and I'm never getting into it. But what I can tell you is this. If your car is due for service, I want to invite you to go into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. For over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automated maintenance services for busy people just like you. No dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room. At Valvoline, you stay in the car while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, and more. Just pull up, drive in, and drive out all in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. All right, let's do it. Let's actually find out. Is Kyrie somehow trying to reunite with LeBron? We'll get to that story next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Yeah, what you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here she is, at UNEEQ underscore. Here's Laura Romo with what we all need to know.
All right, guys. So I actually wanted to bring this story up in Travis and Sliwa because I feel like, you know, it could hit Sliwa's heart. So according to the New York Post, in the UK, if you make fun of a guy who is bald, it is considered sexual harassment.
What?
That's exactly what I said when I read the story. I was like, first of all, as a woman here, we deal with a lot. And, you know, baldness, it is what it is, you know. But because it affects men more than women, they're saying that because it's under the sex, like, clause, it's considered sexual harassment. So women have to be careful if they make fun of them.
Wait, what women is the can sex be bald? Clause?
That is true. Women can. But because it affects men more than women. That's what the premise of this is. But then the judges that ruled for this to be sexual harassment are all bald. I'm like, biased? I think so. Anyways, I brought it up to Travinsley when they didn't bite, but I thought it would have been cool for, you know.
I'm not really sure I understand something, though.
What's up?
Who says something to a bald man that can then be considered sexual harassment?
Well, if you make fun of the bald head or say no hair or whatever, like if you just make a joke of it, it's considered sexual harassment.
Like, shut up, baldy. Like, yes. That's considered sexual harassment.
Yes.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's ridiculous.
If you say to two bald guys, I'll tell you, you put the two of you together, you make an ass of yourselves. Okay, fine. If you say something like that, is that sexual harassment?
Yes, Cap, yes.
All right, because that's an old Rodney Dangerfield line.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was actually not a terrible Dangerfield by you.
Yeah, it's all right. It's It's all right. You remember the movie Easy Money, where he pulls into the department store and they've got the mannequin on the table, and then the other guy stands up and he's got the exact same outfit on, and the two of them are bald guys, and that's what he says to them. You put the two of you guys together, you make an ass of yourselves. So that's sexual harassment now in England. Is that right?
Yes. Correct, sir. Correct.
Wow.
Anything that you can say about said bald head is considered sexual harassment.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
I mean, none of us, it doesn't really affect none of us, because I feel like we all have really good hair. But, you know, not all of us here have really good hair, so I'm just saying.
Wow. All right, well, don't sexually harass any baldies.
I'm not. That's why I didn't say anything. I just said not all of us have a good set of hair.
All right.
All right, what?
Cool. Let's
all right,
go.
Yo, you ready to end this thing? All right, let's end it. What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino
Resort
and Spa.
Just say what you're supposed to say. Thank you.
Good time. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. There you go. Can't end it without saying that. I mean, come on.
What's wrong with you today? Cap, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? You're okay? You seem frazzled.
No, I got a lot going on, man.
Did Rachel get you mad?
You said, man, oh, man. I said, hold on. You said, man, oh, man, it's a tough crowd in the text chat. And I wrote back, it's been the funniest show we've had in weeks.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I don't know, man. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's your delay. Maybe that's what's got me off a little bit today. Maybe that's the deal. We'll see. George, do you want to jump into this Kyrie LeBron thing?
Sure. I mean, look, the reality is, for those that don't know what's happening, Kyrie's been doing these interviews lately where he's praising LeBron a lot, right? And all of a sudden, LeBron yesterday did that Q&A thing while we were on the air, and someone asked him, hey, if you were playing Jordan and Pippen in a 2-on-2 game, what past or present teammates would you pick? And he said Kobe, KD, who played with him on the Dream Teams, and he wrote Kyrie. So everyone's kind of like, you know, doing internet sleuth stuff and putting two and two together that, maybe LeBron and Kyrie will reunite. So all of a sudden there's the, do you think Anthony Davis would go to Brooklyn and Kyrie in return? I mean, look, I don't rule out anything at this point because the NBA is just crazy.
Well, I would say that if you ask me, hey, would you like to see LeBron and Kyrie reunite on the Lakers? Like, my first thought is absolutely not. No way, no chance do I want to see that. But then I got to pump the brakes. Then I got to pump the brakes a little bit, George. Then I got to think to myself, wait a second, dumbass. Hold on a second here. I mean, Russell Westbrook gave me a lot of entertainment during this season. Kyrie Irving might provide more entertainment. I mean, right? I mean, I got to think selfishly here. You know, I got to think about me here for a second.
Yeah, that's the way you should always think.
I mean, come on. Russell Westbrook got all upset because somebody called him West Brick. His wife got so upset because his old pal Kendrick Perkins suggested that he get traded. I mean, we're talking about people who take this stuff way too seriously and listen and read just about everything that's being said about him. I mean, you give me Kyrie Irving, who thinks he's the smartest guy on the planet, and he's going to outsmart everybody with everything that he says. He's playing chess while the rest of us are playing checkers. Maybe we should want Kyrie Irving. What do you think?
Do you know how to play chess, Kaplan?
Not at all. You?
I just learned recently because Aria at school did an extracurricular activity, and she chose chess. Her and her friends chose chess. So my 7-year-old, now 8-year-old, taught me how to play chess the other day.
And how are you? Are you pretty good?
I'm not bad. I mean, I know how to play now. It's kind of interesting because the way that a 7-year-old would teach you is the most basic way. Instead of, because it feels very complicated, but the way she broke it down because of the way they taught her in elementary school was very easy. And now I know how to play.
I've never played chess, not one time my entire life. Not one time.
You're a checkers guy, I feel like, yeah.
I just didn't grow up around it. Like, there was nobody in my house that was saying, hey, let's sit down and play some chess, you know? And in the neighborhood I grew up in, there was no old guys sitting at the gas station playing chess. They were playing checkers. I mean, listen, I'm not saying to you that I could beat Garry Kasparov today, but I'm telling... By the way, anybody know who that is?
I know. No, and you definitely dropped that name hoping we would ask.
You guys don't know who Garry Kasparov is? Come on.
Yeah, the world chess champion.
Right. Of course. Yeah. George just Googled that very quickly. Nice work out of you. Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm on a 1.5-second delay, and I Googled it that quickly.
Dude, you're fast with the Google. What can I tell you? Yeah, listen, that's like the only chess guy I know, Garry Kasparov. Doesn't everybody know that guy?
No.
No?
I mean, I know who he is because when he won, it was all over Twitter.
Yeah, that's the only reason I know who he is. So, I've never played chess. Lindsay, Laura, you guys play chess at all?
No, I mean, I know how, but I prefer checkers or Connect Four, you know.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. But,
okay.
And I think Kyrie maybe, but I do think Kyrie may be playing chess because here's the thing. Here's my conspiracy theory. You ready for me to go recklessly speculate, Kaplan? I know you
Good.
Love this.
I love this.
Yeah, don't aggregate, remember?
I do love this. All right, keep going. Let's hear what you got.
Yeah, no, don't aggregate. Don't aggregate. Don't hate. Don't aggregate. Okay? That's the motto here right now. ONF Boston, obviously. That's been our motto or will be our motto for the next 2 weeks. But, yeah, look, when Sean Marks, the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets, came out and said the stuff he said about Kyrie the other day, there's no way you can convince me otherwise. And again, this is me recklessly speculating, okay? I don't know this. But you can't convince me otherwise that Kevin Durant didn't sign off on what Sean Marks directed at Kyrie in that press conference. So if that's the case, I feel like KD's probably like, hey, well, yeah, we got to hold everyone accountable, him included. And I think Kyrie's seen that like, ooh, maybe I need to hit the escape valve here and parachute out of here. And maybe I could cozy up to LeBron, who I called randomly a couple years ago when he was with the Lakers and he was having dinner. And he's like, whoa, why is Kyrie calling me? And I apologized to him about all the stuff I put him through in Cleveland because I realized how hard it is to be a leader after my time in Boston. So that's just me recklessly speculating that I think Kyrie is trying to play chess here.
Okay, let's think about it from the other perspective, okay? Because on the other side of the chess table is LeBron. Take a reckless stab at this one. Would LeBron want to reunite with Kyrie? Because what you just said about his question and answer last night, when people asked him, hey, look, you got Jordan and Pippen. You got to pick a current or a former teammate that you're going to play two-on-two with. He mentions Kobe, okay? He mentions KD, and he mentions Kyrie. So do you think that maybe LeBron would sign off on, yeah, I would like to get Kyrie again?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
I think he would. Windhurst said today that he thinks that Kyrie was LeBron's best teammate fit-wise, and he had the most success with him fit-wise. And Kyrie said in the clip, he said that was the best years of his career were with LeBron.
I would disagree with that. I would say that Anthony Davis was the best teammate fit-wise. Because while LeBron does like having a guy, a secondary ball handler type with him, I still feel like there was stuff about Kyrie that just annoyed him. And again, AD, easily the best fit with him.
But strictly basketball,
AD, strictly basketball, the best fit that LeBron's ever had. Now, granted, it was only 1 year that they've actually played enough together. But yeah, it's AD easily. Brian Windhorst, who I love, can fight me on that because I will fight him, duel him to the death on that.
Wow. I mean, you guys will go that far, huh?
Yeah, I will not. There's not Kyrie, I would say second, maybe. But it's absolutely 1000% Anthony Davis.
Do you guys want to hear this? We'll play it for everybody. This is Kyrie Irving on a podcast called I Am Athlete. This is the, Brandon Marshall. And there's a bunch of other dudes that are on this podcast. And here's Kyrie. Laura, can you play for everybody what Kyrie said about LeBron?
We've had conversations, me and Bron, plenty of conversations. So
y'all cool?
That's my dog. Yeah.
Shout out Bron.
Yeah, shout out to Bron. I definitely feel like me learning from him helped accelerate my understanding of the game that we're in, the business that we're in, because I was watching him deal with it in front of the camera, off the camera, being LeBron James. That comes with its own responsibility. So not only was he teaching me off the court, but on the court, this man is a savant. He's a genius in terms of how he prepares, how he takes care of his body, how he treats his body, what he does every single day to be able to be at the top. You know what I mean? To stay at the top. When me and him clicked in 2015, I had one of my best years.
Yeah. All right, George, you're giggling along the way here. Is it
because
you hear?
There's something to this.
You hear Kyrie sucking up to LeBron?
He misses it. He realizes. It's like, what is it? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. You know, like that's where he's at right now. He's just realized, oh boy, man, I wanted out of Cleveland and I screwed that up.
No doubt. And now. What you said earlier about how the general manager from the Nets kind of went out and publicly blasted Kyrie, it wouldn't shock me at all if Kevin Durant, who kind of said the right things during the season, once the season's over, is like, yo, the reason we can't win a championship is because that guy's not committed like I am. That guy's 100%. Got other things going on.
Yep, I'm with you. That's I listen, KD would never admit to that publicly, but KD is a winner. Okay, let's start there. He is a winner. He's a champion. He's a two-time finals MVP. But, he's never going to get – and I know he doesn't care about this stuff, or at least he says that publicly. But he's never going to get back to where he needs to be in winning championships if he doesn't have the right running mate. And Kyrie is not dependable enough to be that person.
Could you see Kyrie playing with the Lakers?
Could I see it? Sure. I mean, I don't rule anything out. If the Lakers are willing to trade Anthony Davis, and maybe that's in the best interest of everybody, if the Lakers are willing to do that and LeBron's willing to play with Kyrie again, because I do think that with Kyrie, he understands what he's getting into with LeBron, and LeBron knows what he's getting into with Kyrie. There needs to be a real understanding. And I think that there are less potential hurdles because, both guys are hurt a lot, but Kyrie's hurt a little less now than AD, which is wild to say.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I would have to go back and look at the numbers. Like, Anthony Davis missed so many games this year due to injury, and Kyrie missed so many games this year because he was not eligible to play because he had his own set of rules that he was living by, which is another story for another day. I'm telling you, man, my first reaction is, no way, man. Bad idea. Kyrie reunited with LeBron, bad idea.
But
the more I think about it, all I think about are those post-game press conferences or the amount of content that we will all have to talk about if Kyrie were to come join.
By the way, I know we're going to go to Radio Tinder in a second, but the lottery is happening now, which the Lakers would be in had they not traded all those assets for Anthony Davis. They have pick swaps in there. I think this is a pick swap this year, if I recall correctly. So
yeah, I'm watching the lottery. They just had Patrick Mahomes on.
They did?
No, actually, that's not Patrick Mahomes. That's the other guy, the guy from Duke.
Paolo Banchero.
Oh, yeah. My B.
Was that a joke or were you serious?
My B.
No,
what do you
think?
Thing
that the guy, the F1 guy did.
I don't know, Cap. Right.
It's a pretty good joke if you got it. If you got it, it was a good joke. All right, listen, stick around. Radio Tinder is next, and then we go into game one of the Eastern Conference Finals of the NBA playoffs. Radio Tinder next on Sedano and Cap.
We usually do it at 5:30, but it's a little early tonight because we've got the Eastern Conference Finals. Game one coming up at 5:30, courtesy of ESPN
Boston.
Radio. What?
F Boston.
I'm with him.
Now, I thought it was Bleep Boston.
That's right. We can't do the 90210 theme right now because of the computer issue, right?
Well, Bleep Boston. It's the same thing. You know what I mean.
That's okay. We wanted to do 90210 because on this day, back in 2000, the final episode of Beverly Hills 90210 aired on Fox. But we've got some computer issues.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Chris, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Since the NBA draft lottery's on and the Lakers would have been there, but they're not there, obviously, because they don't own their own pick. All these teams send these throwback players, like Lindsey's Cavs through Anderson Varejao back there. Who would be the great throwback player for the Lakers? Like, who would you...
Asking me a sports question?
Who would you have liked to have seen there from the Lakers lore?
How about Nick Van Exel? So Sliwa would have run around the house like a sugared-up child.
Yeah, and you know what? Nick Van Exel, I'm going to have an iced coffee later. He just learned about iced coffee during the pandemic, so that's a good pull by you. By the way, DeMontis Sabonis is the Lindsay, your team got the 14th pick.
Yeah,
sorry.
They had the lowest chance.
DeMontis Sabonis, who used to play for the Pacers, now plays for the Kings, he is the son of Arvydas Sabonis. But if you look at him, he looks like a Bond villain.
Oh. You can, that's good. It's time for Radio Tinder. You can follow her at Twitter and Instagram.
Oh,
at Lindsay Baseball. Don't forget about the sponsor, Tequila Mandala.
Tequila Mandala.
Swipe right. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Oh, this show is off the rails today, but you know what?
Well, Sedano's in a bathroom in Miami.
I like it once in a while.
I'm not in Miami.
Sorry,
I'm in San Francisco.
Wherever you are, you're in a bathroom.
I'm embracing the chaos. Feel like we should wait till this is done, right?
Oh, wait. The Knicks got the 11th pick. That's great because they stink, and they always stink.
Why is that great, though? Because didn't you?
It's good because I want them to keep stinking.
Oh, the Pelicans! I wanted them to go higher. Dang it!
I want Dame. I want Dame and the Blazers to win the lottery. So hopefully that happens.
Yeah, they'll go to commercial after like the five, right? They want to draw it. Oh, yes. The Blazers!
All right. Oh, damn it, Dame! There goes that.
By the way, not only is Sedano on a delay, but you guys are ahead of me on my ESPN feed.
So you're on a delay.
So I'm on a delay on the TV.
But you're always on a delay.
Spoiler
somewhere.
Alert.
Well, are you streaming or are you on DirecTV?
No, I'm actually on cable.
So are we.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, Radio Tinder.
You can follow her at Instagram. Oh, I already said that. Go ahead.
Okay. So a Texas mother thought that her 2-year-old son was using her phone to take pictures, but he was actually feeding his craving for a cheeseburger. Well, 31 cheeseburgers, actually. The confused mom got a notification explaining that her order on DoorDash was running behind because of its large size. That's when she learned that her toddler had what he'd actually been up to. And sure enough, shortly after, 31 cheeseburgers showed up at her door. Have your kids ever bought anything or done anything weird with your phone on accident? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm going to swipe right, but I'm not so sure it was on accident. You know, my daughter, I got my 18-year-old daughter, and God, I love her to death,
Gucci.
But man.
Yeah, she bought a Gucci purse with your phone.
Nah, she just, let me tell you something. This kid, she's one of these kids that she knows how to get what she wants, and then she kind of hopes that she doesn't get caught. So she asked me one time to use my credit card to get something, and I gave it to her like a schmuck. And the next thing I know, I'm starting to get like all these charges. And I'm like, hey, why are you ordering from this clothing store? And she's like, what does that have to do with you? And I'm like, it's on my credit card. She's like, no, it's not. It's on my credit card. I'm like, oh, no, it's not. And, you know, before you know it, $500-$600 worth of stuff shows up. And, man, that irritates the hell out of me.
I just want to say, not going to lie, I have played that trick before with both my parents. The
Never.
Whole, I saved your credit card on accident. I must have accidentally clicked your
That's
credit card
exactly
instead of mine.
But if I could ask
said
something real quick,
Never.
Her credit card is still paid by you.
Actually, you know, she's got two jobs. She's 18 and she hustles, but as much as she hustles, she don't want to spend her own money.
She hustles, Lindsay, you too.
Right, precisely. Lindsay, everything you just said about, I did that, I didn't mean to, and it got saved. It wasn't supposed to be.
I wish.
Yeah.
So. My mama would have me.
Yeah.
Can't, no.
Is that the one that has the black ice air freshener? That's
No, that's the older one. That's the 20-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you? You've got little kids. Have they ever ordered anything or done anything with your phone?
No. They don't know how to get in my. Well, first of all, my phone has one of those locks, like a code lock, so or a face lock. So it's they can't get in. So,
well, this lady was like, she was in a waiting room somewhere, and the kid was crying, so she handed the kid her phone.
Oh, that's her mistake.
Yeah. All right. Next one. So Sarah Paulson, the actress, is pleading for help to find her friend's dog that she claims was stolen after being dropped off with a Rover sitter. On Monday, the actress said that her friend's dog, Winnie, disappeared hours after she left the pup with a woman from the pet sitting platform. Paulson shared her friend's post about the missing dog and added, quote, help spread the word. This woman stole my friend's dog. Share far and wide. I'm begging you. So I've been hearing a lot of these horror stories lately about Rover and Wag and dogs getting lost and hit by cars and all kinds of bad stuff. So I've been looking for a new dog walker / sitter. And I wanted to know if you guys would trust someone on these apps to walk or watch your dog. Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
Swipe right. I don't think I've done the apps, but, you know, in the past I've had dog walkers who I've found and stuff, like, in the neighborhood. Like,
but that's
so
different,
I mean,
because
that
it's word of mouth, right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, although, you know, it's really just like a neighbor telling you, hey, such and such walks my dog, you know, you trust them. So, I don't know. I mean, it's you still have to have a leap of faith at some point.
I'm going to swipe left. You guys have made me paranoid when it comes to dogs being kidnapped. When I told you guys that I have this Frenchie, who George referred to earlier as my fat dog, hurt my feelings, by the way.
Yep.
You guys told me that Frenchies are the number one most stolen dogs.
They are. They're stolen all the time.
And I was like, wait a second, people steal dogs? Like, it never occurred to me somebody would steal a dog. So not only would I not hire a dog walker from an app, I don't even want my daughter walking the dog in the neighborhood, because now I'm paranoid that some dog thief is going to pull up and grab the dog from my kid. So I walk the dog by myself. That's my thing.
Well, see, I've resorted to asking my neighbors, who I don't even really know, just people that I see walking dogs in my neighborhood about it, because I would trust a recommendation from a neighbor, because I know they live in the same apartment complex as me. I don't think that they're going to steer me wrong. I'm going to see them again. I know where they live. So I would trust them as complete strangers saying, yeah, I do have a dog walker. Here's their info. Versus these apps, because what I've been finding out lately is these apps, you could go on like Fiverr or any of these like, you know, websites where you can pay people to leave you fake reviews. Because my last dog walker, she had like 100 and something reviews. And then I heard something really bad about her. And I was like, well, never taking my dog to her again. So now I'm stuck looking for a new dog walker, and I think I'm probably going to stay off the apps.
I don't have a dog walker. I've never had a dog walker. Why do people use dog walkers? Because they're working all day and their dogs are stuck inside their places?
Yes. Yes, like when I come to the studio, you know, I'm going to be gone all day, and my dog is sitting at home by himself all day. You know, it would be nice. I don't do it every single time, but if I know it's going to be a particularly long day and my roommate's busy or she's in the office too, I'll have someone stop by and get him.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not into dog walkers.
Yeah, we don't all work from home every day, Kat.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or have kids at home to walk them for us.
Oh, gosh, I don't have any kids at home that can walk the dogs. Every time I say to the kids, walk the dog, they're like, yeah, okay, Dad, right, whatever.
Do you have a backyard that you could just kind of like open the door and let them run around out there?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, see, I don't have that either.
I do.
I wish I did.
Cap, your kids really just run you all.
Oh, his kids are bad news. They're bad news kids.
No, they're good news kids.
No, they're bad news
kids. No, they're good.
No, they're taking advantage of their dad.
No, well, it's my fault. It is 100%
well,
my own fault.
I'd cut them off. I'd get Rachel to cut those cards up.
Yep.
Oh, dude, she would do it, too. She has got the discipline to do it. Me? I'm just a pushover here.
You know it, Sedano, that Rachel gives them a report at the end of each month. This is the spending report on your kids.
Dude, you think
those children are costing you too much money.
Your daughter spent $200 on Black Ice air fresheners.
Dude, you think you're joking around, but you're not joking around. Because that is absolutely, you got to remember, I'm dating the accountant. She knows. She got a full profit loss report at the end of every month.
Cap, that sounds exactly like my dad's girlfriend, who I can... My dad listens to the show, so I'm not going to say too much, but I think she has a very similar outlook. We'll just say that much. Almost said too much there.
Wow, Sorry, Dad. Your dad's going to be pissed.
No, he's not. No, he's not. He doesn't always listen.
Your dad has a Rachel.
Yes, he totally has a... His Rachel is way worse than Rachel. Sorry, Dad. All right, last one here for Radio Tinder.
Yeah, we got to hustle up. We got to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Officials in Texas are warning residents about an animal that could be lurking in pool noodles. Rattlesnakes. A family hanging out at the pool stumbled upon the reptile when someone picked up a pool noodle and a large rattlesnake fell out. They realized later that several baby snakes were still inside. Mm. Apparently, it's not unusual for snakes to seek cooler places as temperatures rise. Have you guys ever had an encounter with a snake? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
My answer is yes, and I will tell you more about it tomorrow. Sedano gotta go. We gotta go. It's time for the Eastern Conference Finals, and we're back tomorrow. See you then, everybody.